Howdy. It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. Happy Wednesday, Rue. We have calls. We have calls from you.
All right. Hit
me. Lots and lots of calls.
Hit me.
Okay. A wife just shouldn't tempt a husband like that. We had promised you a very special show today. Very special.
My beautiful, I'm crying for you, dear.
But unfortunately,
it'll have to wait.
It'll have to wait. Because the special thing we were going to share with you is unattainable at this moment. We will have to get back with you on that. Anyway, so with that said, we will go to
you.
You. Because, you know, you always bail me out.
Right.
Right.
Hit me.
Absolutely.
Hey, this is Tyrion, or also you can call me David.
Okay, David. I got enough Daves. I'll call you Tyrion.
I can't believe people are complaining about Taco John's. I so miss potato Olays. I grew up within 2 miles of 5 different Taco John's restaurants and the headquarters in Cheyenne, Wyoming. So that's like my favorite fake Mexican food restaurant in the world.
I love potato Olays, but they're not Mexican.
Neither is Taco John's.
No.
If it was Mexican, it would be Taco Juan's.
I didn't say I didn't like the food. I said it's not Mexican.
Taco John's.
I love potato Olays. They have like this special seasoning. Is it pleasening they put on there? I don't know. They put some kind of seasoning. It's good.
It's good.
It's not just salt.
Nope.
And they don't have them here in Western New York. And
okay, well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you part of the problem here. You're in New York. Okay. There's no Mexican food in New York.
No.
None. Unless you're at a Mexican's house. And then it's questionable because what's he doing in New York?
Yeah, seriously.
Also, this is the two-blind squirrels. I wonder if you could, like, talk to the squirrel that's, like, destroying my roof.
We'll see what we can do. Back on the Mexican thing, if you do find a Mexican in New York, he's probably Puerto Rican. Now.
As far as the roof business.
As far as the roof business. Got myself into a lot of trouble lately with that whole bit. I am not a racist.
What? People. What are you talking about?
I said if there's a Mexican in New York, he's probably Puerto Rican.
It's
a racial joke.
It's
a racial slur. Yes.
It is?
Yes.
Huh. I would have
thought
that.
It's not a racist joke. It's a racial joke. There's a difference. I'm not making fun of anybody but myself.
Seriously, we're all a little sensitive.
Well, anybody listening to this show, I have no problem with. If they want to school me, go right ahead. By the way, I messed up on Jose Torres last week. I talked about his show, and I messed up the link.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh, well, fix that, then.
I gave the wrong link.
Fix it.
It is thetruelove.mypodcast.com.
Okay, there you go. .com.
.com. Okay, sorry. If y'all don't know Jeff Dunham, you need to learn his name and watch his show.
Dunham.com.
Okay. Where was I? Oh, yes. He wants me to talk to a squirrel that's destroying something of his.
Yeah, his roof.
Okay. We're the two blind squirrels. We're pretty much, I mean, the laughing stock of the squirrel kingdom.
Yeah.
Okay?
Seriously.
They don't listen to us. Mm-mm. They throw nuts at us.
Mm-hmm. My landlord wants me to put a decon or whatever it's called up there to get rid of it. I just can't get the heart to do it to it, though.
Do it to it.
I love the show, guys.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Yes, we don't recommend killing squirrels unless you plan on eating them. And then we don't recommend you feeding them decon and then eating them.
Yeah, not a good idea.
Not a good idea.
Not good for you.
However, if you do catch the squirrel, I do have a couple of good recipes.
Mm-hmm. Squirrels aren't very big. You got to get like 10 of them.
No. I mean, if you have you can have a squirrel, as long as you got a squirrel for every person.
Oh, it's one per person?
Yeah. There's enough.
That's enough for, okay.
If they're a good hefty winter squirrel, yeah.
Okay.
Now, spring squirrel. No,
wait. So,
a spring squirrel. They're too skinny.
So yesterday morning, I hear this.
Oh, my goodness.
And I jump out of bed and I run to the door, to the back door, and I see that giant, nasty, mangy gray cat who comes and tortures Joy. Mm-hmm. And he's standing there. I mean, and he looks like a Warner Brothers cartoon cat with like the hair was pointy in the, you know, like his back was like arched up
yep.
and his hair was all pointed out. And it was, you know, like the cartoon where they show him and the hair is all stuck straight out. And he's like, it's, he just stopped in slow motion. You know, there's like, in, you know, instant stop, you know, or pause. And so, and Joy's like, she is hissing and fussing. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. I went out there and I'm
like, the best.
Get out. You know, she ran away. So then this morning,
the
I hear it again.
That's the second best cat I have ever known.
Uh-huh. So then this morning I get up. And it's that stupid giant black one that mm-hmm. tortures Joy.
I don't know why they continue to come around, because Joy does not back down.
She does. She has, and she doesn't fight saying. Him.
She's a great cat.
But she won't fight him either.
No, but she stands her ground. She doesn't let him in her food.
She stands right there, and like she dares him to come, but they won't come close to her. And she.
Oh, I've heard her get after him before.
Oh, does she? She'll chase
him. They come
him?
Over there, get close to her food. Right. She'll go after her.
So then, okay. So then, a little bit later, I hear this. Meow! And I'm like, what? What was, okay, that's not fighting. And there's this giant black, a white and black tomcat. And she's not hissing at him. He's just standing there at the end, kind
How
of checking her out.
Tomcat?
She has the hots for him because she didn't chase him off.
She doesn't have the hots for him because she doesn't have anything to get hot with.
She has no parts to get hot?
Exactly. She doesn't have the hot parts anymore.
Huh. Well. But she didn't chase him off. I think she likes him. I think she has the hots for him.
Well, maybe she.
Maybe we could have done. Maybe we could.
They're
could've.
Just friends. You ever think about that?
No, boys you and girls aren't just mind? Friends.
Maybe they're just. They are if they're neutered. If they're eunuchs, they can be friends.
She had the hots for him. I no, saw her. I saw so. How she looked at him. He was cute too. He's big cat, tomcat. Dirt tomcat.
How do you know he's a tomcat?
Because he's huge.
You don't think girl cats get big?
No, not like that. I could tell the difference.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, she's the best cat ever. Is she not? She's so sweet.
She's the second best cat I've ever known.
Who was the first one?
Dog.
Really?
Yeah.
You thought dog? I thought Wastebasket was the cat you liked.
Wastebasket was okay, but no. Wastebasket was aloof.
Oh, okay.
Wastebasket she didn't. Just,
no. Okay.
Dog was a dog. Dog was a cat that would come when called.
Act like a dog.
And I could sick. It would. I could actually sick the cat on, like, because this is when I was a kid. I was a teenager, and we had a dairy barn, and I could call dog, and dog would come.
The cats don't come. I just don't know if you know that.
And then I could sick dog on these rats, these mice that would come in the barn. I'd say sick them, and boy, she'd take off and get it.
And she'd get them.
Yeah, she'd get
Did
it.
She torture them like Joy does, like play with them for a while before she kills them?
No. This dog was all business.
Yeah.
No. She would go get it, and she didn't want to get bit or anything. I mean, there wasn't a lot of
playing.
Well,
these were big rats. I mean, the ones that Joy gets are like the teeny little mouse.
I mean, there was no playing. It was all serious. But I mean, she didn't like jump on them and just hold them. I mean, it took her a minute to corral them and bat them and knock them senseless and then mm-hmm. get them. And then she would take them outside. She would take them outside the barn somewhere and come back. I mean, she didn't eat them. She would just take them out and come back.
She dug a hole like mm-hmm. a dog.
And I gave her cream from the cows. And
she's a good kitty, huh?
She was great. Yeah. I wish I'd had her fixed because she died. She died in having babies.
Hmm. Yeah. Jojo's a good kitty cat. She's a good kitty cat. She likes grandma. She comes and lays in grandma's lap while she reads her book.
Jojo's a good cat.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. So we can't help you with your squirrel. Sorry.
Sorry. I can help you if you want to eat it. Mm-hmm. I can.
He knows definitely. How to skin it and cook
I know
it.
How to skin it. And I can give you some pointers on
seasoning.
You know, food or how to stuff.
Yeah. Okay. You got another call?
Cook it. I prefer mm-hmm. fried. Mm-hmm. But yes, I think I do.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Tyrion, or also you can call me David. I just wanted to say,
we've already heard you.
I can't believe people are complaining about Taco John's. I so miss potatoes.
Stop. Anytime you want to stop. Sometimes this program is a little, there we go.
Hey, Brad, it's John, and I just wanted to submit my entry for the little ending thingy that you have there.
Oh,
with,
no.
Because I've really been thinking about it, and I think I have something that'll be just right. If you want me to re-record it, I'll re-record it.
Oh, brother, here we go.
But it goes, you know, something like this.
Okay.
You need to accept the Lord, because if you don't, you're going to go to hell.
with a warm diet of matcha and the fire of my hell cannot be quenched. They're gonna burn you up for all eternity. Yes. So come to the Lord and accept the quenching water of his word in your life.
Preach it, brother.
Because it's the only thing.
Woo! Preach it, brother.
The fire of heaven.
Oh.
Yeah, so I thought you might like that. That was kind of my first experience with somebody presenting the gospel to me.
Oh, Lord.
I went to a Southern Baptist church in Texas.
Yes.
And while he didn't exactly use that exact words, but, you know, imagine a big, fat, red-faced, sweating, spitting Southern Baptist preacher in a suit that's soaked, you know, got the armpit sweat underneath, you know, up on stage trying to convince me to come to the Lord.
Was his name Dr. Redmond?
Yeah.
Oh, it was.
Anyway, that's my submission. I like it.
Thank you, John.
Nice.
That's good. I like that.
I do like that.
I
may actually use that.
Mm-hmm.
I might. It's possible. It's possible.
It could happen.
Hey, Brad. Hey, Faith. It's Chris from the Jesus Geeks calling. I just finished your episode, Coming Clean. Good
what
to finally
that?
Hear you guys after your week of recovery there. And, Brad, man, I am sorry you've been going through all this garbage, man. Got my prayers with you. Sorry the whole...
Well, that's very... what did you ask? Sorry, I'm trying to respond to him, and you asked
me
something.
No, that's fine. Nothing. Go.
You remember the show he's talking about?
No.
The Coming Clean show was about what had happened with me and Chaz. And
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, hold on. Let me get picked up.
Mixed up with your friend there. That's tough. I've been there.
Watch Cliff. Watch him.
To be honest, their last week's episodes, I kind of enjoyed. But then again, I don't think anybody can ever accuse me of being warm and fuzzy.
Well, that's true.
I'm just glad you're back.
Thank you.
Hope God works with you and on you and just to make you a better person. And hopefully
does some daily.
Healing will happen between you and your friends. So keep up the good work in all ways. So I'll talk to you later, man. Bye.
Bye.
Cool.
No, I have not heard from him.
Thank you.
Not a peep from the friend, but, you know, I'm always prayerful.
Mm-hmm.
So,
hey, Brad and Faith. It is Jason Dunn from Western Pennsylvania, and I just wanted to call and warn
everyone
that
warning.
It's possible to
become
infected through a podcast. I think it's possible. I have no other explanation for my bout with the dreaded hurl, but I listened to the Coming Clean podcast on Saturday morning.
Oh no, Jason has got the hurl butt.
Ew.
Oh, that is the worst virus
Yuck.
On the planet that won't kill you. You wish you were dead.
Yeah.
You'll pray for death.
As you lay your head on the nice cold porcelain, you would wish you were dead.
You know, I lost like 5 pounds.
Yeah. I weighed for the first time. I never weighed myself ever. And I weighed myself for the first time. I was like, whoa, what happened there?
Man, I mean, because it wasn't just not eating. It was, I mean, it was a core exercises.
Yeah.
Is what it was.
Yeah.
I mean, your entire core became, it was like one giant
muscle
ringing of the whole inner sides there. I mean, toenails were coming out. It was.
It wasn't good.
Not good at all. Not good at all. I lost a couple of fillings. It was just.
All right. Let's hear about his.
Huh?
Let's hear about him.
Not to mention the other end.
Yeah. Okay.
What's
really.
Going on down there? Whoa.
And by goodness, by Sunday night, I was totally ensnarled in the vicious cycle that is the hurl butt, and. It is something that I'd never want to experience again. So make sure that you disinfect your earbuds.
Sorry about that.
And
yes.
MP3 players.
I highly recommend that everybody do that.
And anything.
It's highly
maybe
contagious.
Speakers. It's either that or there was some trough dip in the jet stream and somehow all that nastiness wafted up into Pennsylvania.
We've got kids with it around here. I mean, we had a woman take her kid to the hospital. There were no beds. Yeah. They sent the woman home with the oxygen machine.
Well, that was good for pneumonia.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying there were no room. There was no room at the inn.
I was able to catch it as well. So it just was horrible, horrible. I definitely have a new level of sympathy and understanding of your plight. So it was good. I lost 8 pounds in like 3 days.
Yeah.
So that's a good diet plan.
Nice, but I don't want to lose it like that. That's not the Hollywood diet that I want to be on.
No.
So I just wanted to let you know that.
And, well, I feel for you, man.
Thank you for that show. Even though it made me sick, it was a good, good show. And something that was encouraging to hear.
All the ones that make you sick are really good.
Yeah, they're the best.
Because, you know, we pack them in on those shows.
Yeah. Woo!
And encouraging to listen to and to really say, hey, this is what being a Christian is. This is what being a believer is and how we need to act during those ways and being able to... you know, maybe own up to her junk, but also be able to have a sense of peace and grace, and you know, whatever happens, happens. You know, God's in control. So
this is very true, and I do have a piece of sense. I mean, a sense of peace. I do.
You have a piece of sense, just
yeah.
One little piece.
I got a quarter of a penny. That's about all I got left.
My dad said you were going to be broke.
Yeah, because I'm marrying you. Yeah. No, you've been really good for me, actually.
Wow. It was real, real beneficial. I plan on hopefully having a couple kids from my youth group listen to it. That are
really?
Doing some things right now.
Wow.
Friendships and different situations in their life. And I just want them to hear an example of how you need to deal with it, how you need to go through it. That along with, you know, that podcast, along with that, the interview with Dave. So, Brad, thanks for being vulnerable and being able to be honest and upfront with your feelings. All right, I'm going to go. I've been long-winded enough, and I will talk to you guys later.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, listen, you know, I'm just not that talented to sit on and make up stuff for a show every day. So all I've got is my life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, for better or for worse, we're in this together, people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are truly blessed today. I think we got time for one more call. And guess who it's from? Guess. Guess. You want to guess?
Alvin.
Hey, Brad and Faith. It's John. Mm. First, I want to apologize if this is a bit noisy. I forgot my headset for my cell phone, so I have to use the speakerphone.
Actually, it's better.
Because
I think it is.
You know, after all, it's so much more dangerous to drive with the phone stuck to your ear than it is to put on makeup while you're driving, which I see happening all the time on my commute to work with women behind me doing makeup and people reading and shaving and doing all kinds of other weird things. Anyway, I just wanted to call and say you guys are doing a good job and I've been enjoying the podcast. I know.
Did that sound? You guys have been doing a good job.
Yeah,
it
could do
like,
better.
It sounded like yeah. It's like you could do better.
You could do better.
Yeah, you've been doing a good job.
I've got some suggestions for you. Here's my list of how you could be better.
You've been doing a good job. I'm just not really into you. It's not you. It's me.
It's
you
me. Know, I'm just know, not that into you.
You're doing a good job.
I'm
but,
just not that into you.
there's some things I need to fast forward through. That's all I'm saying.
That's all right.
It's just you know.
That you're having a little bout of illness right now. You're in my prayers.
Thank you. I'm better.
And
I'm all better.
Just keep up the good work. And yeah,
and?
We'll catch on the flip side.
Okay.
That's it. No snarky comments, no
what?
Silliness or
what?
Anything this time.
Oh.
Just
oh.
Straight up normal voicemail.
Oh.
I kind of been slacking off. I know in the past you guys, oh, John's not calling in. Why's John not calling in? Well, I'm calling in.
Well, he's calling in.
So you guys are doing a great job with podcasts. And keep up the great work. And I'm really enjoying the direction that My Life Ministries is going
Thank
with
you.
Adding new podcasts and things like that. Bye.
Thank you. Yes.
Adios.
We do have a lot of new podcasts. We have BeyondTheBox.com has joined us. We have we talked about the True Love Show joining us. We've got all your old favorites, the Dave and Jen Show and the Jesus Geek and the well, the Jesus Geeks, they haven't really joined our network of podcasts. They are good friends,
Chris Martens,
who called in a while ago. They're not part of the My Life Ministries network, technically.
Oh.
We don't host them or anything like that.
Oh, I thought that we were going to. Okay.
But, well, we were, and then he was working a deal out with Farpoint, and he went with Farpoint, so he's with Farpoint, which is fine. That's fine. He's still our friend, and their show is really good. And, but with my point in bringing that up is that they, I have given them a forum space, GeekWorks, which, kind of the reason why it worked out well is because it was already like a built-in audience there for them, or built-in
you know,
people there for them. And so the community, so they, so the geeks, the Jesus Geeks, podcast, which is at the jesusgeeks.com, have their official forum within My Life Ministries,
okay.
Which is, so I guess technically they are part of My Life Ministries. They're just, it's just kind of a, it's one of those relationships that you don't really know if you're friends or if you're dating, you know, one of those kind of things. Mm-hmm. So we'll work that out.
Mm-hmm. You need to have the talk.
We need to have a talk, yeah. But definitely want to check out the JesusGeek.info, that podcast. He, talk about exciting things. He's doing live shows now at this, but they're on his website. It's not through Ustream. It's like at his website. It's really cool. I've been checking it out. I'm thinking about trying one of those as well with us, but it's a neat little deal. I forget the name of the website, but it doesn't matter. It's, you just go to jesusgeek.info and that's where the show is. And so he's doing a live broadcast from there, which is cool. But what's really cool, what's, what I'm really excited about with this show is he's going on this WordPress for churches, which is all about using the software package WordPress, which is a content delivery package. It's just like a blog software.
Okay.
And modifying it or using it for your church, and how well it adapts to that, and how easy it is to set up something so that it can be edited and maintained by people who are not technically savvy. You don't have to know HTML code or anything to use WordPress, and once it's set up to actually maintain a website for your church. Cool. So it works really well. And in fact, doing that show, he did that, his initial show, I sent Sam there because...
you've talked about this before.
Yeah, okay. So, and so we're actually going to... Well, Sam went took it to his board, to their men's board there at his church, and they approved it. And so we will be hosting his church on a WordPress blog at My Life Ministries. So that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Looking forward to working with him to getting that set up. All right, well, that's all the time we have for today.
Did you run out of words?
That was enough, wasn't it? Mm. I was getting tired of hearing myself talk there for a minute.
Okay. That's all right. I never get tired of hearing you talk.
You're so sweet.
You're so cute.
I love it when you look at me and talk. Let's go cuddle.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Let me turn the music on here. There we go. Okay, Vials Can Do This, everybody. See you later.
Vials Can Do It.
Romans chapter 6, verses 5 through 23. For we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once and for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you. You are not under law, but under the grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of leading sin to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered, and having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh, for just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and in the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.